Hola, vamos a hablar del verbo ser y los pronombres personales. I hope you just watched the video by Baselang because it was very informative of when to use a subject pronoun and when to omit it. I'm going to pronounce the subject pronouns for you in Espanol and also the inclusive subject pronouns that are missing from Baselang's video. This way, in your next conversation, you could talk about yourself with the verb said and the correct subject pronoun, or omit it, or you could talk about others and specify who your subject is by using the subject pronoun. Yo soy, ejemplo. Soy inteligente. Again, you could use the subject pronoun yo for emphasis. Yo soy inteligente. Or you could omit it because the subject pronoun is already embedded in the verb conjugation of the verb said or any verb. Tú eres, por ejemplo, eres estudiante. That means, are you a student? Or you can include the subject pronoun. So it depends on whether you're looking for emphasis, clarification, comparison in conversation or in a sentence. And that's when you would use the subject pronoun. En partes de Centro y Suramérica se usa el vos. You may have never heard of vos, but vos is another form of you informal that's used mostly in Central and South America. Por ejemplo, vos sos mi amigo? Are you my friend? Él es means he is. Por ejemplo, es mi amigo Kevin. He is my friend Kevin. Or I could say, él es mi amigo Kevin, if I'm pointing to him and I want to emphasize him. So then you would use the subject pronoun. Ella es. Usted es. Usted is the you formal, right? You would use that for someone older than you, someone of great respect, an elder. Usted is special because you could spell out the word, or you could use the shortened version, which is capital U, lowercase d with a period. Usted es. The latter, usted, the shortened version, is what you'll mostly see in written format. So just as an FYI, ella is our first non-binary pronoun. They are ella es for one person. ¿Está bien? Later in this chapter, you're going to learn how to recognize and identify non-binary professions, or how you would say the profession for someone in the non-binary community, and how you would use adjectives for those in the non-binary community as well. Now we move on to we are. Nosotros somos or nosotras somos. In the photo, somos amigas, we are friends, because all three are women and do not classify themselves as non-binary. You could say somos amigas or nosotras somos amigas. The non-binary subject pronoun for we is nosotres. Nosotres somos. In Spain, if you want to talk to a group of people, you would talk to them and use vosotros or vosotras sois, depending if it's male and female, or all male. Vosotres sois is the non-binary subject pronoun for you all. You are plural. Por ejemplo, sois de los Estados Unidos? Are you all from the United States, or are you plural from the United States? Again, vosotros in any of these forms is only used in Spain. In the rest of Latin America, you're going to use ustedes, and again, the abbreviated version is UDS period, ustedes, which is what you'll most often see. Ustedes son. Now, if you want to talk about they are, you would say ellos son, if it's all males or male and female, or ellas son, if it's all female. The non-binary of they in Espanol is ellas. Ellas son. So if we look at the photo and we want to describe the members of the family in the photo, we could say ellos son activos, but we could also say son activos. It depends if you want to emphasize the subject pronoun or if you want to omit it. And again, you'll know when to do both options from the video you just saw by baselang on subject pronouns. So please definitely watch the entire video. So I'm going to go through the pronunciation of all of the subject pronouns one more time in Espanol for you. ¿Está bien? Yo soy. Tú eres. Vos sos. Él es. Ella es. Usted es. Ella es. Nosotros o nosotras somos. Nosotres somos. Vosotros o vosotras sois. Vosotres sois. Ellos o ellas son. Ellas son. Ustedes son. I hope this was helpful. Gracias. Adiós.